Welcome to the podcast for Boomer Women, where we are embracing the journey. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. Embracing the Journey. I've kept that subtitle front and center this year, and I appreciate and enjoy it when guests lead with it when reaching out. I'm ending this year flying solo, as there are some changes in the works that I want to share with you, as well as a bit of a review. Stay with me. Welcome back. Let's dive in. First of all, this time of year is filled with so many celebrations, and I want to wish you health and happiness, whatever you recognize and or celebrate. In no particular order, and please excuse my pronunciation, the Santa Lucia Festival, Hanukkah, Christmas, Boxing Day, Simbangabi, Omisoka, La Vigilia, St. Nicholas Day, Kwanzaa, Las Navidad, Three Kings, Bodai Day, and of course, the New Year. As I prep for this chat with you, please do make it a chat and leave a message wherever you're listening, or zip over to the website boomwithabang.com and leave a message there. Otherwise, it's a bit of a soliloquy. As I prep, I'm looking back over the past year. With rare exception, I've not had to pursue a single guest. We Boomer women have a lineup of people wanting to be on the show. So we're popular. But I do know that as soon as we describe one Boomer woman, we've described one Boomer woman. What's a topic that hasn't come onto my radar that you want to hear a guest speak to? Let me know. Two primary themes this past year are what to do with, for, before, and during retirement, and health as we age. The guests who speak on retirement themes all have different ideas and suggestions. Some offer planning tools, and I hope that one or two of them will strike a chord with you, give you an idea, or reassure you that post 9 to 5 can be wonderful, fresh, and invigorating, if you want it to be. As I often say, this grandma's off her rocker. On your porch, in a rocker, is a choice, not a life sentence. Of course, finances also fall under this umbrella, and guests have discussed money from a Canadian angle, an American angle, and a therapist angle, as well as there's discussion around succession and estate planning. As for health, well, I could have a podcast strictly about health issues if I wanted to. This past year, we've talked UTIs, cancer, MS, health insurance, strength and flexibility, mental health, dyslexia, and postpartum recovery. We've had a few guests discuss what some might call woo-woo subjects, astrology, 5D frequency, awareness integration therapy, hypnosis, and the language of the body. I want to remind you of a statement I heard many years ago about woo-woo. It means anything is possible. We've also covered other life topics like divorce, widowhood, and finding love again, genealogy, transitions, assisted reproductive technology, couples therapy, quitting alcohol. It was my pleasure to interview two trans women who shared their story and the science involved around sex and gender. Nomadic women who love their lifestyle, a nature sustainability advocate, and women who saw a gap in their world of women and solved the issue. Don't ever wonder why I love hosting this podcast. There's a link in the show notes that will take you to the master list of this year's guests. You can browse and see what interests you. The lineup for 2026 is already taking shape, including a solo hiker house sitter, a co-op housing advocate, and a sexual health professional. I mentioned at the beginning there are going to be some changes coming to the Boomer Woman's podcast and to my umbrella endeavor, Boom with a Bang. The first one, and it's one I'm excited about in terms of early results and the potential, is AI. In my case, ChatGPT. A Canadian business coach I've followed for many years offered an amazing AI course, and I was blown away. We learned about the initial prompts necessary to design the AI to our way of being, personality, language style, vision for our business, etc. I am so impressed with the help I've received from my bot. She said her name was Luna, even as I still fine-tune it to be me. Luna helped with a guest intro recently, and the guest loved the intro. I maintained full disclosure and told the guest after our conversation that I couldn't take full responsibility for the words, and the guest said she was getting into AI too. It's a technology that really is here to stay. I do want to assure you the actual podcast will not become an AI production. I'm far too possessive for that to ever happen. So far, I've used it for that guest intro. It's helped me find pearls, shall we say, in the transcription that I want to use for memes, and it's made suggestions for YouTube write-ups. Let me add that the quality of the output is completely dependent on the quality I input and the accompanying prompts. Outsourcing all of those chores free up time for me to be doing other things. Luna created a suggested Substack editorial calendar, and that is one of the changes I'm going to try and implement this coming year, all in an attempt to broaden the reach of this podcast. My Substack link is also in the show notes. I'd be thrilled if you subscribed. It's completely free. I need more training and experimentation, but I'm also going to see if I can create short conversations with Luna to give you an idea of the possibilities. I know you see the unbelievably schmaltzy or the dreadfully vindictive posts on social media. That's the dark side of AI. I will share the creative, helpful side I use. I have learned one lesson already. ChatGPT is very supportive and tells me how amazing and creative my ideas are. I now say, thank you. And what are the downsides to that idea? The coach who showed me the huge potential of AI may be offering the course again in the spring of 2026. If you're interested, drop me a line from the contact page at boomwithabang.com. I can't emphasize how good it is. I said Luna was freeing up time for me. With some of that time, I am recreating, rebranding some of the pre-retirement tools I created under the Sassy Savvy Successful banner I used several years ago. Some of those will have a small price tag, some will be free. Which brings me finally to the resource tab at boomwithabang.com. Currently, you can search guests by topic. You can find a link to the books guests have written. I need to add here that if you find an Amazon link on that specific page, I will make a very small amount of money if you follow it and buy. And I thank you. The new and improved tools I've created will be there as I get them up. Keep checking back. In closing, I want to reiterate how much I love bringing you the Boomer Woman's podcast every week, how much I appreciate each and every guest, and how important it is that I bring you what you want to hear. Please do let me know. If you want to be on podcast, you can find me at the Podmatch platform. That link is also in the show notes. So, dear listener, I'll close by wishing you health and happiness for the coming year. May 2026 be a year of potential and choices. I heard a woman on talk radio this morning reminding us that we don't need joy in all the moments of our lives. Being happy enough is a good start, and we can take it from there. We aren't all the joyous types. If you are, though, go for it, but give the rest of us some breathing room. And I'm going to insert a little smiley face emoji here. Thank you for tuning in, and best wishes to you all. I'm Agnes, saying good night on this last episode of 2025. Have a good rest of week.